News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest has over 20 years of experience in the field of food and nutrition. As a founder of Health Barn USA, she's helped thousands of families combat the poor eating habits and declining health of children. Her success stories have been featured on The Rachel Ray Show, Women's Health, and more. Welcome author of the book, Appetite for Life, The Thumbs Up, No Yucks Guide to Getting Your Kid to Be a Great Eater, Stacy Antine. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hi, Dr. Friedman. How are you?
Great. Great. Now, as much as I love my veggies as a child, if it wasn't corn, I used that yuck word a lot. So share how parents can combat that four-letter word and get their children to be open-minded to trying new things.
Well, we don't use the word yuck, ooh, or gross. That's like one of the rules at the Health Barn. And the kids are always kind of surprised when I say that because I was trying to figure out, okay, so how do I deal with that? Because there's sort of like that's their little mantra about yuck as soon as they see the food. So basically, instead of, you know, keeping their mouths closed and still having being an expert taste tester, because kids want to have an opinion, so they give a thumbs up if they like it, thumbs to the side if they're not sure, and a thumbs down if they don't like it. And that's how they would express their opinion. And if they don't like it, they don't have to eat it.
And if they do a thumbs down before they try it, what about that?
No, that doesn't count. You have to be an expert taste tester, which means you have to chew and swallow.
I gotcha. You know, what I've noticed is children are so influenced by commercials, from Pop-Tarts to Cocoa Puffs to cookies. Seems like everything comes in a box. What are some tips you can offer to help them eat outside the box?
Well, first of all, like, I mean, when kids are eating out of boxes, I just had a conversation with a mom about this and with her son who's actually struggling with some weight issues. And unfortunately, once they acquire their taste, I mean, all those foods and packages taste the same. So once you acquire a taste for that, when you eat something fresh, it really does taste differently, and kids really may not like it. So one of the things is that really starting to get them just to sort of explore different foods that they're willing to cook. And, you know, so maybe not vegetables. A vegetable dish would be the first meal that I would start out with, like for Appetite for Life. Maybe I would start out with our soft pretzel recipe. And that's how I usually win over the kids, or we have like brownies, black bean brownies. So it's sort of like they're excited to try it because it's brownies or it's pretzels, but it's definitely a healthier version than what they're eating.
Right, that makes sense. Let me share something with you that happened yesterday and get your feedback. While
okay.
at a grocery store, I witnessed a child having a temper tantrum because his mom wouldn't let him have a Snickers candy bar. He screamed louder. She said, I said no. So he screamed even louder, and she surrendered and put the candy bar in the cart. How could she have better handled that?
Well...
I'd love to jump in there, too, there, Dr. Friedman.
You know, I know. Well, you know, I mean, that's a whole, like, psych lesson in and of itself. There's, like, a whole control issue it's way beyond the food. But
what do you recommend, Melanie?
Oh, I would just say, hi, Stacy. I'm an exercise physiologist and nutritionist.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, you know, that mother, she should have stuck to her guns. And if the child didn't give up, you just get out of the store. Say, come on, we're going. And take the kid out of the store. You can't give in. Even one time, and I love your no yucks, Stacy, because what we say with our kids is, don't yuck my yum.
Mm? Oh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say at the school. You're not allowed to say yuck, so you say, don't yuck my yum. If it's something I like, because if a kid brings something to school that they like and another kid looks at it and goes, ew, you know, then of course that kid may be embarrassed or not like it again. So they're not allowed to yuck somebody else's yum. You can't say a word about what another child is eating.
Yeah, and we play a game, like it's in Appetite for Life. It's not just a cookbook, but it's like nutritionally laid out. They play a game called Supermarket Spy Kids where they have to look for natural ingredients versus artificial. And depending on the age of the child, like if they're older, they, you know, you just look at the ingredients and you say, well, let's look at these ingredients. If we can read them or if we can pronounce them, if they're from nature, and if they're not, let's make a better choice so that you can have a dialogue with the child and not a temper tantrum over the marketing what they're reacting to, because it's really not the food, it's really about the marketing and the excitement about the food that they're reacting to.
So Mark, Stacy, in your book, you know, you share 10 easy ways to get kids involved in the kitchen. That seems like the real key right there. But how do you pull a child away from PlayStation and into the kitchen to help you make dinner?
Well, we don't have a problem about that at Health Barn. The kids, to tell you the truth, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've seen within the last 2 years, kids are really excited to be like chefs. And I think there's a Iron Chef for Kids now, or there's a program where the kids watch other kids cook. And there's really, and especially amongst boys, it's really creative. There's science component to it. And I find that children are really more excited to be that hands-on chef than just making a meal and serving it to them. I think those days are, like, over, you know. Right. I'd like someone to make a meal for me.
Well, not only that, I think you appreciate the meal more if they're part of it. They actually enjoy it because it's something they help create, which brings to another point. What about growing gardens and having your children help even go the step before that?
Well, we have, at Health Barn, we're located on a family farm called Abmas Farm, and we actually grow our own food. So we have like an eighth of an acre. So that's a huge part of our whole experience, the farm to table. And it really does, like the kids will say, oh, wow, this carrot tastes so much better than, when you buy it in the supermarket, or they're eating Brussels sprouts right off the stalk as opposed to maybe they would never try it if they just saw it in a supermarket. So I think there is a big difference. But again, I see kids excel more at our programs when there's a family garden at home, and then there's Health Barn, and then maybe the school has it. So it's really the whole environment. It's not just one situation.
It's absolutely
that makes sense.
True. It absolutely is true. I garden with my children as well, Stacy, and from seed to the table, they're involved in every aspect. And as far as the PlayStations, Dr. Friedman, it's not a democracy in the house. It's a dictatorship. If you want them to help you, just tell them to. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
That makes sense. Yeah. But now I want to get to at least one of your kid-approved and nutritious recipes. What's your favorite? It's kid-approved, so you know there are 100 good stuff in there.
Well, I would say the one recipe that we're making a lot of, and now I'm doing this work called Healing Meals. We're using recipes from the Appetite for Life to make nutritious meals for kids with cancer. It's called Healing Meals. And we're having it available at a hospital, Hackensack Hospital, our first one with Tomorrow's Children's Fund. So there's 100 recipes, 9 of which are actually we're making them and then freezing them and then having them available for kids, for families and kids for free. And the one that gets the double thumbs up is the sweet potato pancakes. I mean, that is by far the best. You could eat that for breakfast. You could have it for dinner. It's like a super meal because there's just so much good nutrition in there. It's one of my top choices.
Sweet potatoes are great. Yeah, sweet potatoes are like the top for my recommendation for adults. So I want
like
that recipe.
They're loaded with good nutrition. They've got the fiber from the whole grains. And there's walnuts in there. There's flaxseed. I mean, there's everything in there. So it's a really great and kids, they're just nutritionally great. You don't even have to think about it, but also they're filling and they're delicious. Like, kids eat those up, no problem.
Yeah, what's neat is you probably found ways to sneak good things in these recipes they enjoy.
Yes. Well, no, I'm not. That's the other thing. Like, I'm really anti-sneaking because I feel like kids are so smart. And so they're all about transparency. Like, if you don't build trust with children, they'll just shut down and then they lose trust or interest. So I feel like it's really important for them to understand, like, even with the black beans going in the brownies, they see the black beans they'll do the food processor and then put the beans in. And while they're a little skeptical, they're kind of psyched because it's brownies. And then they'll eat it.
Which,
and like,
you know,
oh, okay,
and the thing is, the kids love that. And thank you so much, Stacy. We are out of time. For more information on Health Barn USA or to purchase her latest book, Appetite for Life, you can go to healthbarnusa.com. That's healthbarnusa.com. And be sure and follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. And just thanks for listening. Have a great show. Stay well and stay tuned.